Villain sandwich. I have this funny thing that's happened in my career at the current company I'm working for, where you start off the villain, then you become the hero, then you become the villain again. And I call this the villain sandwich. I made this up. The sort of three projects that I've worked on, the sort of three monumental projects that I've worked on. The first one I had to work on in secret. And it was sort of like, oh, you shouldn't be working on that. Just focus on the tasks in front of you. Don't be thinking about this stuff. And so I built something in secret. And then when the organization that I'm a part of, when they said, hey, we're super fucked, I said, hey, I built this thing and we're now no longer fucked. And so I was the hero. And then you go along and it's kumbaya, you know, everybody's dancing and happy and we're getting shit done and everything. And then what ends up happening is people start doing things that I don't agree with. And I say, hey, this is not the way I intended for this thing to be used. And I get all George Lucas-y, right? I'm like, hey, this is my vision, my thing. I'm the one who invented it. You're not using it the way I want. But when you get to a scale, you can't help what other people end up doing with your creations. But you become the villain again because all of a sudden you're like, no, I don't want you to use what I built. And we were happy when you were using it the way, and you were sort of the learner and I was the teacher. But now you're making decisions that I don't agree with all of your experience and everything. And so then I become the villain because I'm trying to tell you, don't do it like this. So if this is sort of this three-step process or this sandwich, I'm sort of between step one and step two. I'm somewhere between, I'm sort of a villain, but I'm also sort of the hero right now. And depending on who you ask, they're going to tell you one or the other. The other thing I want to make note of is I stumbled upon sort of a theme last year, which was my cup is only so big. I can only do so many things. So if I double down on camping, then that means I'm going to be less invested in work. If I invest in work, I'm going to be less invested in hobbies. So a lot of that comes from like, we talk about it in like therapy and sobriety is like, give yourself grace. So I would say, hey, you know what? I'm spending a lot of time on work, so I'm not exercising as much. Or I'm exercising a lot, so I'm sort of mentally depleted because my body is recovering, which means my brain is recovering because I exercise too much. I am fatigued emotionally, mentally, etc. I don't know if I have a theme for 2025. And again, 2024 was sort of accidental. So going into 2025, I'm like, ooh, what should my theme be? And I have some general things, like I have some empirical sort of like, you must ship XYZ, you must build XYZ. But from like a mental health perspective, what is it that's going to help me level up? And I know enough about myself with sobriety and everything. My mental health is I'm much more aware of my mental health than ever before. So I know some things that kind of keep me in the right headspace. One of those is I do need to exercise because if I exercise, I feel good about my body. And if I feel good about my body, then I am just overall a happy person or a happier person. I know if I do too much of one thing, then I get really agitated. So if I work too much, I get agitated. I know these things, but I don't have like this overarching theme. And I'm slowly, cautiously trying to say that I want 2025's theme to be taking care of myself first. Think of like the airplane death spiral analogy, which is back when they used to give you like safety, they'd walk through the safety precautions on airlines. They'd say, hey, if you are sitting next to a child that cannot put on the little air breather thing while you're all spiraling to your death, put your oxygen mask on first before you take care of the person next to you. I don't know the logic behind that, but if I was to apply it to my life, it would be like, hey, I need to take care of my oxygen mask first so I can then help others. And I think that's what I am cautiously saying what my theme should be for 2025 is like, take care of myself first. So that means instead of waiting till 8 o'clock at night to go exercise, get that exercise in early. And I did this a little bit when I snowboarded last year, which was I would go snowboard in the beginning of the day. So the idea was I would snowboard in the first half of the day, then I'd go to work. Because if I tried to go to work, work would just take over. You're never running out of work. And then you never go snowboard because you decided to take care of the work first. So it's like, get the snowboarding out of the way, then go work. And I think I need to apply that to my 2025. I'm going to take care of my oxygen mask first, then everyone else's. And we'll see if it makes an improvement. We'll even see if I can even accomplish this. With that, I will let you go. Talk to you later. Bye.